I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if you need a job tomorrow. God can make somebody call tonight. I know that God can do miracles. And I don't know who this is for, but I believe somebody needs a right now move of God, not a next week move of God. And I was trying to teach it, but I feel like I got to bust through an invisible wall just to get somebody's faith up that God is going to answer your prayer. And it's not going to be too little, too late. God is about to do the impossible in your life.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom!
Welcome to today's broadcast. I missed y'all. Did you miss me? You know, I'm really grateful because of the opportunity I have to partner with TBN in bringing the Word of God to you. Let me just tell you, TBN took a chance on me many years ago. I still had a little bit of hair on my head and was considerably thinner. Matt Crouch, Kirk Franklin, and I were in Nashville, Tennessee, and that was my first time on TBN. And I've been a part of the legacy of TBN ever since. I don't take this for granted, and I don't take this opportunity lightly at all. You're sitting at home right now, and you need to hear a word from the Lord, a word that will encourage you, give hope, and shed light on the situations you're facing. I know how critical TBN is to the development of people's souls. My granny, she's in heaven now, but all she watched was the news and TBN. So let me just say this right now. You're getting ready to get a word from a network that fights to declare the word. The impossible places in your life are not the defining factor in the story of your life. Impossible problems become places of glory and breakthrough when the God of the impossible manifests in your life. So you'll definitely want to let this message soak in, because I'm going to show you why you should expect to see the glory of God in the areas you need it the most. Watch this, and I'll see you right after the message. DVR it, call everybody, and scoot over. I want to watch this message with you.
Now, I thank God for a household of faith, but I'm just letting you know tonight, you're going to need your hands. You're going to need your hands. You're going to need to high five a couple people. You may need to spin around. I'm not sure. I'm just saying that I'm believing God for something like a breakthrough in here tonight. Something like a miracle. Something like a phenomenon. Something like, oh, I know he didn't. I need that tonight. Anybody else need that tonight? I see some faith over here. When I see a mother do that, that's somebody that's been through some things. Hey, God, right there. So go ahead and have a sit down. What an honor. Thank you on behalf, of course, of our pastors, Pastors Joel and Victoria. Thank you for coming out on a Wednesday night and being a part of what God is doing here. And I'm just grateful. I want to jump right into this word. It seems like I've been gone. I was in Australia and I was over there preaching Jesus. But I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be home. And thank God. And got my baby girl up here worshiping, and that blesses my heart. And thank God for that. Train them up in the way that they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. So we thank God for that. I feel like with all the stuff that's going on in the world, even in the body of Christ, sometimes we can become cynical with the supernatural of God. And tonight I want to endeavor to encourage you, but also ignite you. I want you to leave here with a different passion than when you walked in. Is that all right? You know, when it comes to witnessing and sharing about Jesus, it's almost like I can show you better than I can tell you. You know, sometimes, and it's great to have classes. We've got discipleship class, and we've got classes, and there are some churches that have classes on how to witness to your neighbors. And I'm cool with that. But just let me tell you this. I don't have to go to a class to tell you how much I love my wife. Nobody has to teach me how to tell you how much she means to me. When you're in love, doesn't matter what the other side thinks, because you can't keep it to yourself. And a lot of us are like, well, I don't know how to witness. If you love him, you can't help it. And so really what I want to ignite in you is a real passion. But real passion comes with a real encounter. And real encounters come with real issues. Because I've never seen Jesus walk into a perfect situation and make it perfecter. Jesus specializes in going into broken places, specializes going into paralyzed places, specializes in going into withered places, specializes in going into places where sin is evident. Holler at me, woman caught in adultery. He goes to places where other folk would not, and he turns it upside down because that's just how amazing he is. And I feel like the body of Christ needs to get their faith up that what God was doing then, he can still do today. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to be louder about it, not to you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just speaking into the atmosphere that if there's any spirit of doubt in here, it's got to go, because what Jesus did then, he can still do today. Now, if you think about just life and this earth, this planet that we live on, there are 1 septillion stars. That's one with 24 zeros behind it. This is an impossibility that all that we see happened by chance. It is a mathematical impossibility that this planet had the perfect amount of ozone and oxygen and nitrogen and hydrogen and the perfect amount of water, air, and earth and the perfect degree from the sun and the perfect angle on rotating axis. It is impossible that all of this happened. It is mathematically impossible. The possibility that everything that we see, which came from apparently chaos for no reason, now has perfect structure and order and law and reason, and inside of all of that, we just happen to evolve out of all of the other species, and somehow we get to a man named Jesus who makes perfect sense when you think about it, because everything needs balance, and the earth was out of balance due to sin, and so God sent the perfect equation of his son to balance out a mathematical improbability. I need somebody in here to understand. You are standing in the impossible. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I told you you're gonna need your hands tonight. You may need your feet tonight too. I'm not sure. They asked me to suspend my belief in honor of science, and I don't negate science. I believe in science, but where science ends, the supernatural begins. If I were only to believe science and medicine, then my mother would already be in the ground. My mother-in-law would already be in the ground. Other family members would have no hope. But somehow, past science, the blood came in and changed everything. Am I talking to anybody? I got 1, 2. Anybody been redeemed, transformed, set free, supernatural healing? Jesus showed up in a nick of time. Tonight is a faith rally, just in case. Tonight is a faith rally. This is to get your faith up. And even if you're in the back, go ahead, get your faith up. Go ahead and just praise God. I'm not just here by chance. I just don't believe that I'm just here for 80 or 90 or 100 or 120 years. You see how I'm speaking, getting my faith up. I bind 80. I'm here till somebody gotta change me. You understand? I'm waiting. Come on, get me another diaper, honey. I'm gonna be a burden to some of my grandkids. You hear me? I can't wait to be old, because when you get older, you can say whatever you want. My grandmother was like 93 when she went to go be with the Lord, but when she got much older, sometimes her mind went in and out. She just said whatever she want. She said, baby, how you doing? I'm doing good. Ooh, you big. You need to lose weight. How you doing? I said I was fine till you hurt my little self-esteem. You need to jog. That's what you need. I don't want to live in a world that I can fully understand. I don't want to live in a safe world anymore. I don't want to live in a world that I can primp and posture and act like I have it all together. I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in the safe world. I don't want to live in the world that I know what's coming next. And I don't look for what's around the corner because I'm not going around the corner. I just want to live life on a straight line. I don't want to live a life on a straight line. I want some mountains and some valleys so I can thank God for the next mountain. I want a little rain so I can thank God for the sun. And I want a little wind so I can thank God for the peace. I need a life where I can worship. And you can't worship without trouble coming some kind of way. Because when trouble comes, your God comes to make trouble bow down. And I don't know about you, but I want a life where God can get the glory. I said I want a life where God can get the glory. And it's not an easy life. Sometimes there are tears in that life. Sometimes things don't make sense in that life. Sometimes there's pain in that life. Many times there's ridicule in that life and isolation in that life and laughter. They laugh at you and they scoff at you. But I'd rather live that life because that life gives me a different perspective on who God is. I don't want to be a people pleaser. I want to be a God seeker. Something's breaking in here. Something's breaking in here, brother. I feel it. It's time for us to make our king famous. And I don't serve a regular king. I serve a supernatural king. And I know some people here who are brilliant and observant. Maybe you have attempted to scientifically deduce certain areas of the Bible. And it's hard to marry the science with the supernatural because clearly, scientifically, it's impossible for a virgin to have a baby. That doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it's impossible for a 100-year-old man to have a nice Renaissance moment with his 90-year-old wife and end up having a baby. She's 90 and she's talking, ooh, I got me a baby. And a lot of the other people who were having babies, like 15, 16, she's like, you could have been my great-granddaughter. But she's got a baby at 90. That's impossible. You're talking about a Bible filled with impossibilities. It's impossible that of all the things that God could have done with his breath, he breathed into clay, created us, and called us children of God. That's impossible. It's impossible that an eternal God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, would care enough about the children of men that he would give his only son to have fellowship with us. That's an impossibility. It's impossible that a God who made everything, not only is he omniscient and can create, but he's also holy, which means he's right and just and perfect and true. And these are mathematical laws. And by his beauty and his holiness, the entire universe revolves. This is an impossibility. We live as a testimony to the impossible. You sitting in that chair tonight are an impossibility. There's really no way that you should be sitting there tonight. No way, ma'am, you should be raising your hands. No way you should be looking at us on a computer. No way we should be praising God where they used to hang championship banners for a basketball team. But we went on and took it over and turned it into a church. This is impossible, but you are a product of the impossible. Maybe a 5-second praise break. 4, 3, 2. I can always tell when I'm in the Holy Ghost because Pastor Lisa will get up and say something that sounds like she was all in my iPad looking at my notes. And it seemed to me, Pastor Lisa, as you were encouraging us and exhorting us before prayer, that really what you were saying is that no matter what happens or what comes our way or what it looks like, God is able to perform it. He's able to do it. No matter what the sickness is, no matter what the issue is, God is able to do it. I don't pray. I don't listen to people up here tell me what they're going through. Like, man, that's terrible. You might want to ask another prayer partner because that was a hard one. I don't have no faith for that. I don't sit up here and pray because it's the nice thing to do. I pray because I believe that God is able to answer and that he will answer. Does anybody else have faith to believe that God actually hears us when we pray? I'm not just praying into the invisible. I'm not just praying into the air. I don't just cry and lift my hands to impress people. I believe that God sees what I'm doing. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the subject, King of the Impossible. King of the Impossible. I want you to go to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. I'm going to the 38th verse. It's a familiar story, but I've been doing just a little bit more research on this, and it's blown me away what Jesus really did here. John chapter 11, 38th verse, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. King of the impossible. I want you to know that you serve a king. And no matter what it is you're facing, sir, he's able to do it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you need a job tomorrow. God can make somebody call tonight. I know that God can do miracles. And I don't know who this is for, but I believe somebody needs a right now move of God, not a next week move of God. And I was trying to teach it, but I feel like I got to bust through an invisible wall just to get somebody's faith up that God is going to answer your prayer. And it's not going to be too little, too late. God is about to do the impossible in your life. It says in the 38th verse, then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave. Everybody say a cave. This is important. First note, a cave is not a grave. I'm preaching good in here already. A cave, scoot over one so my brother can get in here. Shout out to the 16-0 Houston Texans because they going to the Super Bowl this year. All right, so let's just go ahead and get that out the way. Let's go ahead and believe God for some protection and safety over our team. The Bible says, pray for your city, that it would go well with your city. So we're praying for all those who have influence and over the emotions in the heart of the city. So we're praying for all of our teams and all of those folk that they would be well, and those who love God, God would give them supernatural favor on the field. So when they get the mic at the end of the game, they can give glory to Jesus. Can somebody say amen for that? Pastor Lisa, a cave is not a grave. And sometimes, though, a cave can double as a grave. You ever gone into an emotional cave? I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Life hit you hard, so you retreated to your cave. Fellas, your wife, you can't say amen, so I'm gonna go ahead and say it for you. She get on your nerves. I told you not to say amen. He's like, amen. You're going to be on the couch. Fellas, let me talk to you. Because you know she always wants to talk. She wants to share her heart. She wants to share her heart. And I need you to listen because it's so deep on my heart. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I don't even know what time zone I'm in. Last night, 2 o'clock. What you doing? Aventer, I'm asleep. Are you? Well, not anymore. They want to share. And sometimes you want to retreat to your man cave. And what's in the man cave? You got a 6-pack of water. A six-pack of grape juice, some crackers for communion. You got a flat-screen TV that came from Jesus. Yeah, ba-ba-ba-shaya. You've got 900 channels of sports, and they all call you, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. A leather recliner from the Holy Ghost. Some nachos and salsa. My God. It's safe, but the reality is you're gonna have to come out and deal with the realities of life. A cave is nice for a moment, but it is not fit for royalty. Some of you, the enemy has lied to you and told you that you are no more than a cave dweller. Surrounded by all of your bad decisions and all of the broken dreams and all of the false starts and the almost but not quite. And I thought it was my turn, but maybe next time. But God is saying, take the stone away. Somebody caught that. I told you tonight is a faith rally, so there's really no form or reason. You don't have to wait to praise. If this is your breakthrough, go get it. It says he came to a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Now watch Martha. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, listen, I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. Now, if you had showed up right after he stopped breathing, maybe this would have been cool, but he'd been in there 4 days. He's been in there 4 days. He's been dead 5 days.
Wow. Wow. I pray that stirred your faith up like it did mine. God really wants you to know the seemingly impossible situations in your life are just the breeding ground for his miracles. There was a lot that was loaded into this message alone. And TBN wants you to get even more. So we put together a complete 3-message series. Moving Day Miracles, from your need to your blessing, as a way of thanking you for your gift of any size. God is telling you it's time to move from the place of struggle to a place of miracle, blessing, and favor. Jesus wants to make this your permanent dwelling place in him. So make sure to get your copy by calling the number on your screen, logging onto the web address, or writing a letter. Whatever you have to do, get this resource. Make today the day you transition from need to abundant blessing.
The Bible is filled with miracles, divine moments where God overcomes the impossible. The same God who healed the blind man, parted the sea, and fed 5,000 is still at work today. That's why no matter what seemingly impossible challenge you face, all you really need is an encounter with the God who makes all things possible. TBN wants to help you experience God's power in your life. So as our thank you for your gift of any amount, we'll rush you John Gray's new 3-message series, Moving Day Miracles, from your need to your blessing. In his brand new series, Pastor John Gray reveals why you can expect expansion, overflow, and increase no matter the circumstance. With messages like King of the Impossible, you'll discover that any earthly challenge is just an opportunity for a moving day miracle.
Get this series, listen to it, because it may contain the very revelation you need to hear to move to the next level.
And for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you John Gray's special Christmas message, A Strange Way to Save the World. And as a bonus, we'll include this beautiful praise break mug with encouraging scripture from Psalm 51. Call, click, or write to share and request Moving Day Miracles on 3 CDs for your gift of any size, or the Christmas message and mug set along with Moving Day Miracles for your gift of $50 or more. Get ready to move from a place of need to a place of blessing. Call, click, or write today.
You know, I'm really glad you tuned in today. I pray you really took today's message about the God of the impossible to heart. That wasn't just a random message. That was God speaking to you right where you are to let you know he hasn't forgotten about you. He's aware of what you're dealing with, and he wants to meet you at the point of your need and in the place of your difficulty. That's why TBN wants you to have the fullness of the three-message series. They're going to send this resource to edify and build you up. It's our way of thanking you for your willingness to support keeping the gospel spread around the world 24 hours a day. Good Jesus-centered programming. We need it on the air, and we couldn't do it without you. We're so grateful and appreciative of all your gifts. So get your copy of Moving Day Miracles, From Your Need to Your Blessing. This is your resource by calling in or logging onto the website immediately. If you're tired of the same old, then this series is for you. Get these messages, meditate on them, call all your friends, listen to them together, and tap into the miracle-working power of God that is already at your disposal. Matt, Laurie, I want to thank you and the TBN family for bringing me in and allowing me to share my heart with the folk in the world today. And I want to thank you again for joining me. And you know what it is. I'm going to see you right here next week, me and you and Jesus on John Gray's World.